Congregation, please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dearly beloved, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. All men from the fall of Adam, being conceived and born in sin, therefore, are under the wrath of God and would be lost forever had not the Father of all mercy and grace given his only begotten Son for the blotting out of all sin. In order that all men might come to the knowledge of the truth that is in Christ Jesus, he has entrusted to his church the means of grace for the salvation of the soul, saying in the last chapter of Matthew, 'Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you.' And again in the last chapter of Mark, 'Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.'" Let us pray. O Almighty and everlasting God, we bless thee for thy great mercy in calling this, our brother Tim, into faith in thee. And we beseech them to remove from him all blindness of heart and open unto him the gates of thy mercy, that by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, the life which has already been begun in him may be increased, strengthened, and confirmed, and that Timothy John may be sealed into the eternal life, growing daily in grace, fighting the good fight of faith, and being steadfast and unmovable unto the end. Through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Tim? Timothy John, I now shall ask you in the presence of God and of these witnesses to answer the following questions. Do you renounce the devil and all of his works and all of his evil ways? If so, answer, I do. Timothy John, do you believe in God the Father Almighty? If so, answer, I do so believe.
I do so believe.
Timothy John, do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. If so, answer, I do so believe.
I do so believe.
Timothy John, do you believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, answer, I do so believe.
I do so believe.
Do you desire to be baptized into this Christian faith? If so, answer, I do so desire. Timothy John, will you now then continue steadfast in the true faith as it is confessed by our Evangelical Lutheran Church, be diligent in the use of the means of grace, and lead a godly life even unto the end? If so, answer, I will, with the help of God.
I will, with the help of God.
We can go to the front, Tim. Ryan, you want to hold that for me, please? And Tim, you want to come around this way? It's fine. And then you can hold that and just bend over the font. Timothy John, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son have now begotten thee of water and of the Spirit, and have forgiven thee all thy sins. May He keep you in His baptismal grace until the day of His return. Timothy John, peace be with you. Amen. You can wipe your brow and come back to the front here.
All right.
Again. Yep. Get to the right page. Now that our brother has been baptized, we ask that the congregation please rise. Timothy John, in the name of the Church of Christ, I also invite you as a baptized and instructed member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation to participate with us in the reception of the Lord's Supper, for the strengthening of faith, for thy furtherance in the holiness of life, and in testimony to the communion of faith. In token, therefore, Timothy John, receive the hand of Christian fellowship. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thy hearty thanks that thou hast vouchsafed to call us to the knowledge of thy grace and to faith in thee. And we beseech thee, increase thy knowledge and confirm this faith in us evermore. Bestow thy Holy Spirit upon this, our brother in Christ, that being born again and made an heir of everlasting salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, he may continue to be thy servant and attain thy promises. Through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may return to your seats. And Tim, you have Ryan has some. There you go. Sorry. We will now sing the hymn of invocation. We ask you to please remain standing. The order of service this morning is the order of morning service, beginning on page 5. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto Thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against Thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to Thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring Thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given Thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for His sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by Thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of Thee, and of Thy will, and true obedience to Thy word, to the end that by Thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on His name, He giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Our worship continues with the reading of the responsive introit as found printed on your bulletin insert.
The Lord lifts up the humble.
He casts the wicked to the ground.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God.
For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem.
He gathers the outcasts of Israel.
He heals the brokenhearted
and binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of the stars.
He gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord, and abundant in power.
His understanding is beyond measure.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord lifts up the humble.
He casts the wicked to the ground.
To God on high.
Thank you.
Almighty God, you exalted your Son to the place of all honor and authority. Enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit, that, confessing Jesus as Lord, we may be led into all truth, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated for the reading.
The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 18. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, declares the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the father, as well as the soul of the son, is mine. The soul who sins shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life, because he considered and turned away from all the transgressions that he had committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. Here endeth the reading. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Here endeth the reading. Please rise as we recite the gradual as printed on your bulletin insert. He will command his angels concerning you
to guard you in all your ways.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. I am
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Here endeth the gospel. We now confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed as found on page 12.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And congregation, may be seated. We invite the children forward for the children's message.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good.
So let me say a word and you give me a response. Are you ready? One, two, three. Love.
Hot dog.
Did you say hot dogs? Some people would say that.
God.
God is love. Very good, Vince. What else? Jesus. See, all of you are Christians. The Holy Spirit speaking through you. But when you say to the world, what is love, what do they say? Well, they say this in picture form. They give you a heart. It's all about emotions. The love is in here. And love is many other things, too, that we don't need to talk about here. But that's not what love is, according to what God tells us. So let me show you a picture. And now I'll show you this picture. And this is a picture known as Luther's seal or Luther's rose. And you notice there's love there, there's a heart, but what's on the top of the heart?
The cross.
The cross. And why would that be, Vince?
Because God hung up on the cross.
Because God hung on the cross. That is an example for us. I have the same thing here on my cross, don't I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the world doesn't understand this. Love, according to God, is sacrifice. What did Jesus do on the cross? Very good. What did Jesus do on the cross? He sacrificed himself. He sacrificed himself. So for a Christian, when we hear the word love, we think of Jesus on the cross and the sacrifice that he has accomplished for us. And Jesus' sacrifice is very important for us. That shows us ultimate love, that Jesus was willing to die for you, for them, and especially for me, because I am the chief of sinners. I sin each and every day. And I know that you sin each and every day, and I know they do too. Jesus died for sinners. That's why he came. And that's the ultimate act of love. Jesus on the cross. So when you hear your classmates talking about love, or you hear other people talking about love, they will give you the worldly definition. I pray they won't, but they probably will. But you give them your definition. And your definition is, love is this. God is love because God died for
you.
Yeah, or for me. God died for me. That's the proper thing to say. So that you will remember this, I got some sheets to give to all of you, and you can color that in. Notice that the cross is black because that's where all the sins of the world were taken, your sin and my sins and the sins of everyone. And so if I give these out to you, and Oakley, you want to pass those out for me? So with that, while Oakley's passing these out, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you sent your Son and that you, Lord Jesus, showed us what love truly is. Love is sacrifice, sacrificing yourself for us. And therefore, love, we know that love is sacrifice. We are to sacrifice ourselves for others, to do to them as they would have them, as we would have them do to us, to love them, to show them kindness, to show them that we are a Christian. Lord, help us to confess that you are love. And all the children said,
Amen.
Very, very good. Remember, we walk back to our seats. Thank you. You take the rest of them, Ryder. You can have them all. That's okay. And we now sing the hymn of the day. Please rise. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he, Jesus, said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." This is the word given to us this morning, the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it was not Jesus, but it was them who lacked authority. Not he, but they. They were revered by men. Jesus is no respecter of persons. He shows no partiality. His authority knows no limits. They had no authority over him. Yet they commanded, actually they demanded, an answer of him. Jesus gives no answer, since he's not accountable to them. Rather, he responds to their question with a question. Some may say that he's trying to avoid their answer or giving them an answer. All Jesus is doing is turning the tables. He asks them a question, and they discuss his question. Actually, they plot it. And the answer that they give is actually no answer at all, since it actually is an answer of silence. We do not know. That's like asking your child what happened to all the chocolate that was there on your table as the chocolate is smeared all over their face and all over their hands. And you say, what happened to all the chocolate? And they say, I don't know. Same. It's a lie. They do not know the scriptures. That's what they don't know. Nor do they honor or respect the authority of God. They fear men more than they fear God. Consider this, my brother and sister. The chief priests and the elders were not worthy of an answer, if you stop to think of it. Their Messiah is not about to cast his pearls before swine. The gospel is free, free indeed, and it is of the greatest value. And although Jesus would publicly and clearly confess the answer to their question, their stiff necks and their stony hearts prevented them from receiving and even believing what Jesus has already proven to them. What he has already said to them, before Abraham was, I am. Now our Lord could have answered them, maybe should have answered them, as he did Job, as he should answer some of us. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched a line upon it? To what were its foundations attached? Or who laid its cornerstone? They had Job. They even taught Job. But they didn't actually know the scriptures whatsoever. They could not see that Job's Lord was actually standing before them. The deceit, the pride, the rank unbelief of these chief priests and elders prevented them from receiving the Word of God. So the Word of God remained closed to them, and so heaven. That's why the Lord says to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. The Messiah had certainly baffled the chief priests and the elders that he is not a Christ that they wanted to mold or to shape or to be whom they wanted him to be. They wanted him to kick out their enemies, the Romans and whoever else it was. But that's not the kind of Messiah that he is. The world seeks a Savior today that will tell them, oh, that you're a pretty good person. That you're not really that bad. If you just work hard enough. If you just try hard enough. If you just try to self-improve. To medicate yourself, in other words. And to give all the money that you can. Then maybe, just maybe, you can make yourself acceptable to a holy and just God. Good luck, because you'll need it. Because that's not how it works. Jesus is not saved by bringing to you a self-improvement plan. Rather, He slays and puts to death and makes new again, gives newness of life. He destroys and creates anew. To do so, He who alone is worthy died and rose on the third day. He was cut off from His Father in heaven. He was the one who was forsaken, stricken, smitten, crucified for you, for me. The question that Jesus asked His Father there on the cross, in His deep agony, also went unanswered. My God, why have you forsaken me? The Messiah, Jesus, is the one whom John the Baptizer preached and prepared the way for. It is He who died for John's sins. It is God's Son who died for your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world. He died not to help you to self-improve, but to do for what you and what I could never ever do for ourselves, atone for our sins. So you can now stand, because of what Jesus has done for you, you can now stand before your Father and look Him face to face and live. By what authority did Jesus do these things? Well, it's interesting that we should understand that the Sanhedrin, the chief priest, and the elders are asking Jesus, by what authority do you have to come in on Sunday, Palm Sunday, riding on a foal of a donkey? What right do you have to cleanse the temple, to kick out all of our money changers? By the way, it was their money changers, because it was from them they were receiving all the funds. What authority you do have, Jesus, to wear a rabbi's shawl? What authority you have, Jesus, to raise Lazarus from the dead? Where do you get this authority? He gets it from the Word. They should have known this. They have the Word. They have the Torah. They have the prophets. All they had to do was read it. It's right there. It shows them. It tells them what the Messiah is about to do. And He's doing it because He has the authority to do it. Jesus has the authority to judge and to declare innocent. So it is by faith. It is by faith that you know the answer, even though He didn't give the answer to the Sanhedrin. You know the answer. It's the answer that the Pharisees could not understand, because even though they had eyes, they were blind, and even though they had ears, they were deaf. John's baptism was from heaven. Jesus is from heaven, because Jesus is the Messiah, because Jesus is God. The Father called John and sent him to baptize sinners and to prepare the way of the Lord. And so at Jesus' baptism by John, the Father and the Holy Spirit manifest themselves. The Holy Spirit lighting on Jesus in the form of the dove and anointed Him as the Messiah. And then the voice from heaven confirming that Jesus is about to fulfill His plan of salvation. Your plan. Your salvation. The plan that He set in place at the very beginning. And so in you, God is well pleased. Timothy, today, the Lord is well pleased in you. He has come to you, and He has washed you. He has put you to death and rose, and has raised you to newness of life. He is well pleased. Today, we heard and we saw the Lord at work. This is the Lord's work. It wasn't Tim's work. It wasn't my work. This is the work of the Holy Triune God. It is He who proclaimed today that there is a man who was dead, but now he lives. There is a man who knew not him, but now he knows him. God knows him as his son, as his child. The Lord of the church will not cast his pearls before swine. The gospel is free, and it is free indeed, and it is of great value. Indeed, the gospel is salutary. It is saving. It is healing. It is life-giving. It is death-defeating. It brings forgiveness and life. So lastly, forgiveness and life are yours, dear one. As the saving fruits of Jesus, his death and his resurrection are delivered to you. Here in this place, here in this place, you hear his life-giving word. Here in this place, you have seen him come to a man and give him newness of life. Here in this place, you stand and you receive body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation. This is the authority that Jesus has. And you know it. You believe it. You take hold of it. You know that he is worthy because he has showed himself to be worthy. He has proven that he is worthy. For he is the very Lamb of God who has taken away the sin, your sin, the sin of the world. Thanks be to Jesus, for he is the worthy one. And he has all authority on earth and in heaven. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.
Seated for the offering.
Please rise for prayer. O Lord, we are your people, chosen by your grace to be your own possession, and granted mercy upon mercy. Hear your people who cry to you in need, and remember us according to the favor you have shown to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Make us to know your ways, O Lord, that we may walk in the path of salvation made known in your word. Hear our prayers and dispel our fears by your merciful deliverance, so that we may respond with trust and thanksgiving. Encourage us, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that we may not lose heart, but being of one mind and one will, may serve you with gladness, doing the works of your kingdom and speaking your word of witness throughout the world. Help us, O Lord, to hold fast to your word and bless us with faithful pastors who will preach and teach your eternal gospel, that we may rejoice in doing your will. Guide those considering church work vocations, and bless those who are currently being formed for your service, especially Logan. Shine your light upon us, O Lord, that we may do what is good and right, and live as faithful citizens in our nation. Bless Donald, our president, the governors of Ohio and Indiana, and all elected and appointed to make, administer, and judge our laws. Show us your compassion, O Lord, and in your mercy grant healing, comfort, and peace to all those who suffer. Deliver them from all their afflictions, pain, sorrow, and fear. We especially pray for Esther Schweier, Jim McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Michelle Hill, Aubrey Art, Kelly Schott, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Tom Etzler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Ruth Becker, Barbara Wolford, Ryan Fiesel, Charlotte Davis, Maya Cullough, Wanda Schweier, Waylon Steiner, Janice Patterson, Kenny Miller, Patricia Lee, Jeff Secor, Nikki Strait, and the Reverend William Stoffelmeyer. Through your great mercy, through great grace and mercy, today you have saved our brother Timothy John by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. We beseech you, O Lord, let thy grace reign in him as the power of a new heavenly life, whereby he now denies ungodliness and worldliness, and may he now live a sober, righteous, and godly life in this present world, as he awaits the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, to remember the faithful who loved and served you and who now rest from their labors. Bring us with them to that most blessed day when together we shall dwell in your presence on high forevermore. Grant to us all good things needful for this body and life and profitable for our salvation. And keep from us all things harmful, that sustained in time of want and guarded in times of prosperity, we may endure to the day of our Lord's coming and be judged worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we and may such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Please be seated. I need a bowl of things. There we go. I try to remember everything on the calendar, but I'm not that good. Please note, as you look at the calendar and the bulletin, it's a very busy week coming up. It seems like every week is busy now, and that's okay. As you look at the calendar, please note that our fieldwork assignments will be tomorrow. So we will have a first-year seminarian with us next Sunday, and we're looking forward to that. Logan and I will be at the seminary to have lunch with him and to welcome him to Zion. And we look forward to announcing him next Sunday. And he'll be here with or without his family. I have no idea who it is, whether he's married or not married. But we'll introduce him to you all next Sunday. Please note that we will have a council meeting on Tuesday at 7. CWS, and right after CWS, will be the Voters Program Committee meeting. For next Sunday, which is also LWML Sunday, is also a voters' assembly right after worship service. You see the note in there about LWML. Ladies, wear your purple. I will be wearing my purple, although you won't be able to see it, but I'll be wearing my purple. So, and men, if you have purple at home, I know you all look good in purple. Maybe better in scarlet and gray, but purple for one Sunday won't hurt you. So wear your purple. And we will celebrate the Lord's mercy that he shows to our LWML, and you will all hear of the great service that the LWML does to Christendom throughout the whole world, as a matter of fact. And I think with that, that's all the announcements. All the other announcements you can see for yourself. We pray that you will keep our brother Timothy, our newest brother in Christ, in your prayers. And we pray that you will also keep me in your prayers, for I certainly need them. God's grace to you all.